everyone, my name is, hi everyone, this is Klaatu. I'm at the Ohio Linux Fest, and I'm with Ricky Kite. Ricky Kite, who are you?
I'm the associate publisher of Linux Pro Magazine and Ubuntu User Magazine out of Lawrence, Kansas.
Very cool. So Linux Pro Magazine's been around forever. I mean, that's like a big one, right?
Yes, we are about to work on our 109th issue, so we're going on 10 years. We have a German sister publication that's been around for about 15 years.
And now, did that merged with another magazine recently or something? Is that correct, or am I thinking of a different magazine?
No, Linux Magazine, that was based here in North America, ceased print publication about a year ago, and we bought their print assets, so any subscribers to their magazine received our magazine when they ceased publication. They're still available as a web-only publication, though, and there's still a lot of confusion about our name. We're
right.
Linux Pro in North America. Anywhere outside of North America, people call us Linux Magazine.
So what is, I mean, when you say you're the associate publisher, or is that what you said, associate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail? Like, what is your job? What is your function? Do you actually choose what goes into the magazine, or what do you do?
I was a managing editor in the past. We have an editor-in-chief, Joe Cassad. He selects what is going to go in the magazine. I'm kind of a generalist, I guess. When I go to events, I look for authors, advertisers, readers. I try to let people know about our magazine and that we are out of Lawrence, Kansas. People think we're out of England. We sell in England, and we're called Linux Magazine, but if you buy it in England, it was actually edited in Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I do a little bit of everything. I'm doing a little bit of speaking at events. I have a blog that highlights women in our field, and I cover a little bit of what's going on with girls and children, you know, technology in schools.
Oh, cool.
But my focus is women and open source on my blog.
Now, there is a diversity in open source thing going on, tomorrow here at Ohio Linux Fest?
Yes. I don't know what to expect tomorrow. It's the first one they've had.
Okay.
But I've been to some women in open source events in the past, and I'm interested in diversity in general, you know, and so I think it will be interesting. I like the take that they have on it, you know, and I do think if you appeal to women, you are increasing diversity, because whatever's turning off women is probably turning off other people,
right.
You know, but I do like the way that Ohio Linux Fest organizers have decided to rebrand it and broaden, you know, to
mm-hmm.
try to be even more inclusive.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. We'll see what happens.
Well, who does Linux Pro Magazine appeal to, for instance?
Well, I a range of people, and I was really surprised. It's nice that we have a lot of women on staff. You know, our former CEO was a woman, actually, and our salespeople, all the editors in our office, with the exception of our editor-in-chief, are women. And so I think that naturally would help, hopefully, appeal to women, you know, that maybe we will see things a little differently than if it was run just by men.
Yeah.
But I was at Linux Fest Northwest earlier this year, and I had a girl that was probably only around 12 or so come up to the booth and start talking to me about how much she liked the magazine and how a lot of the articles were way too advanced for her, but she still had really analyzed the art and illustrations, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we do try to appeal to a range of people, not just what you would be considered, you know, a more traditional masculine art or whatever, you
yeah.
know. So as far as actual readers, though, they tend to be more advanced readers, you know. The number one reason somebody would cancel our magazine subscription is it's too technical for them. And although we're sorry to see them go, we are trying to be a little more technical, you know, for professionals.
Yeah, I mean, like, for instance, Linux Format Magazine out of England, it's a fun magazine, and they do have lots of very informative articles. But, like, if you need to know cool new things that you can get your box to do, it seems like Linux Pro is kind of the one that you're going to go to, I think.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hear nothing but good things about Linux Format also, but it is different. All the
yeah.
Linux magazines are different. There are some
yeah.
people who get, you know, more than one, and you're totally allowed to do that. You should get every magazine that you like, and we encourage people to support print publishing, you know, but
mm-hmm.
they are all different, and think that there are good things about all the magazines, but, you know, we always knew that we were trying to be very practical and geared towards people who are using Linux and open source professionally, and, you know, we include the DVD in every issue
yeah. Yeah.
so that people can test out, you know, different flavors, and some of them are live, and, you know,
yeah.
we'll do a collection of the small distros or something that's bigger and more popular, and they're all different. Definitely, that's why I like to hand them out at events, and so people can at least try them, you know, and see.
Yeah.
And then we did the trial offer, too, where people can get 3 issues for only $10, and they can check it out, you know.
Now, is that trial offer available on, via the website, or
yes.
is that, like, an event? That's the website?
Yes. If you sign up at the event, I usually have the first issue with me that you can start with.
Oh, okay.
But if you sign up online, they'll just send you the first issue in the mail.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it is a well worth it magazine. I get it every month, and I love the articles in there. It takes me a while to get through it because they're just so populated with information that you kind of want to go home and, like, try it all out when you're
right.
finished the article.
Yeah.
It's one of those really It's actually one of the only, I think, three printed magazines that I regularly purchase, monthlies, the others being, like, other Linux magazines. How, you mentioned, like, supporting printed publishing. How is that going for you guys, I guess? I mean, like, so is that a battle that magazines are fighting right now, then?
Well, yeah, and they have been ever since I've been in publishing. I've been in publishing around 12 years.
And
my first publishing job was actually at Sys Admin Magazine.
Okay.
And I also worked on UnixReview.com
and
the Pearl Journal and the Journal of Linux Technology, which is
Good gosh, you're a geek.
Well, I'm a publishing nerd, you know, but I've only ever done tech publishing, so, yeah, I'm nerdy and geeky. And all of us are old school publishing people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody is a newbie at our company. A lot of us worked together at Sys Admin Magazine years ago.
Oh, cool.
Our editor in chief was a tech editor there. And so you will see a lot of coverage for Sys Admins in our magazine. We all have a soft spot for Sys Admins. And we also had really close relationships with the authors from Sys Admin, so you'll see a lot of familiar names in there. But
okay.
We also have more, you know, programming and a range of other articles too.
Yeah. How did you get into the field of tech stuff? Do you have a background in, like, technology?
No, not at all.
You fell into it or whatever?
Right, yeah, it's completely accidental.
Okay.
And I think that's why I have some sensitivity to how to get people into the tech field. I come from a non-technical family. I was first-generation college, you know.
Yeah.
I have an English degree, and I knew I wanted to get into publishing because I always liked to write. But once you edit for a while, it's really traumatic to write, I think, because you overanalyze everything, you know.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy editing, though. I like helping people make their writing better, you know, and it's kind of like a puzzle or game, picking what the author wants and making them happy with the final results by cleaning it up some, you know. But
that's cool.
I liked branching out into the publishing role just because it's been more challenging. So I would have, when I started off in at Sys Admin, I might not have envisioned myself staying this long, but I've really enjoyed watching the way the market has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in a meeting with Sys Admin and the publisher talking about how he didn't know how long the magazine would be around because of Microsoft, and he didn't know how long Unix would be around. And then you see Linux start taking off, and it was very exciting to see that change, and all of a sudden we were doing very well because we were also covering Linux at the time.
That's cool, yeah.
So it's been kind of a fun ride. And
that is kind of a cool perspective, actually. Yeah.
But, you know, and then Sys Admin, after I left these publications, coincidentally, I had nothing to do with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all sad to see it go, and so we really are aware of how hard it is to be in print.
Yeah.
And that was a great magazine, and I'm really proud to have worked on it. And everywhere I go, people still are sad that it's gone, you know. And I hope that people will feel that kind of attachment to the magazines we make now.
Well, I mean, the cool thing about the Linux magazines is that you always get that disc with them, you know, and there's always something really cool to try out on the disc, so it's kind of a real pleasure to go out to the bookstore or subscribe, and you get it, and you get to open it up and see what you get to learn about and see what's on the DVD and stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of, I think, it's a more unique magazine experience, I think, than any other magazine that I've ever purchased.
Right, exactly.
So.
Kind of like getting a gift in the mail every month.
Yeah, it really is.
You don't know what's going to arrive as a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of fun. This might be too broad of a topic, but what would you say is, I guess, a major... what is blocking, I guess, diversity in open source?
Well, I think accessibility, like I was saying, I mean, technology wasn't something I was around growing up. I mean, I got my first computer when I graduated from college.
Wow.
You know, and I really see that now, and that's why I'm interested in getting it in schools, all schools, you know, because that's your diversity right there. I mean, if you have a family, they don't have computers at home, or the parents don't know anything about technology, what kind of advantage is that kid going to have if they also don't have good technology at school? That kid's going to go to college having not really accessed technology, and they're at a disadvantage already. So you're going to see that, I think, more in low income, or, you know, I lived in Texas for a long time. I would imagine a lot of those families where you have the parents not speaking much English and working all these jobs, how are those kids going to have access to computers? If they're lucky, there are a lot of groups in open source that are trying to help that happen, but if it's in all the schools, it's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah, so it is important to get, like, because I know there are, like you say, there are a lot of community projects that are trying to get massive amounts of computers into all the school systems.
Right.
And even into areas, I mean, even to other countries like the OLPC and stuff like that, you know. I mean, so you do think that's a valid and worthy cause.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I have concerns about that project. But I also think that they have really inspired so many other projects. I mean, I admire their efforts and how practical it is. The way they originally started is different, and I see how they are really kind of evolving in their project. But, I mean, I'm really more focused on here right now because it's close by, and I have a kid in school, and so I really see firsthand how far we are behind, and there's no excuse for it as a country, particularly with open source. You know, when you can take an old computer that somebody else isn't going to keep, and you can make it be a really wonderful computer for a family that doesn't have one.
Well, cool. Thanks for talking to me, Ricky Kite, and I will definitely be checking out all the future issues of Linux Pro. What is the website for the magazine?
LinuxProMagazine.com.
Great. Cool. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.